1-800-878-8.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And believe me, friends, they are out there. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show. What we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be talking with Tim from Freedom Outpost. And he's going to talk about gun nullification, of the federal gun laws, and do the states have the power to do just that? So we're going to spend about 15 minutes with him, and then we'll talk about what we're going to talk about, probably stick to the topic, but that's coming up in just about 10 minutes here. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to two different websites, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or you can follow me on my Twitter account. Friends, get busy. It is time to get busy. It's not a game. Soon up and coming, and should I say also coming soon, is the end of all. If we don't get busy, friends, we're really coming up to a pivot in this country, and we've seen what's happened over the last 6 years under this criminal administration. You're under attack, so it's time for you to respond to that attack and voice what's inside of your heart. And hopefully it's going to align itself with the Constitution and first and foremost the Bible, the Word of God. You can follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. And I have to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because, of course, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I'd just like to highlight real quick our product of the week. Of course, we've got our best seller out here, which is very exciting. It is the My War 5-part DVD series. It's the testimony of Bradley Dean as well with a graphic novel. Now, this My War DVD, I always like to say you can take other people's word for it rather than ours. And I want to highlight Jackie.
I don't like that. That's why people are listening to the Sons of Liberty, because we are the people that they want to take our word for it.
That's true. But, you know, when you're doing an event and you're selling, you know, not selling, but you're trying to say, listen, this is who we are and what we do. Yeah, go to the referrals. So what's the what I'm saying. Jackie said this, sat down to watch the first video and ended up watching all five straight through.
That's an accomplishment. That's a deed well done.
Yeah, this is like probably, what, 5-7 hours she just watched straight through. Gripping and jaw-dropping would describe my reaction. Want my adult kids to see this as well. Good work, strong and uncompromised truth. That was from Jackie. It takes you in to what we've done in the school since 1998. You see where we were escorted by the police outside of a town one time, where we had dogs outside of an event that we were doing, I mean, waiting for us to leave because we were teaching the Bible and the Constitution. I mean, there's all sorts of things that you will find what's going on with the DARE program. We could go into the ins and outs of everything, but you'll be shocked to see. And you'll see principals actually come down and say to us, listen, personally, I agree with everything that you're saying, but I just can't let that second assembly go on.
There
just
is
a little too much truth, a little too much light.
Lack of leadership. There's nothing worse than seeing someone that cannot lead the way that has been put into a position of leadership.
Yeah,
it sickens me.
They take you behind the curtain, you know, and
Keep it up, Bradley.
Personally, I agree with everything that you said, but you know, I just couldn't really stand on my truth, because if I did, then I might take just a little bit of heat for truth's sake, and I just can't do this.
And here
job.
Comes the Lord that says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known, that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. So what we did is what was preached in our ear in the darkness, we brought to the light into the top of the housetops to shout it from the rooftops to tell the people what is going on, because it's important information. And it's information, friends, that is blood bought. So it's time that we listen up and we pay attention to what we're being told from the good guys, not the bad guys.
That's
because
right.
We know the bad guys are attacking our foundations on a 24/7 basis.
It's so easy to listen to the squeaky wheel. I mean, you can go out and do an assembly program and have 600 kids that were touched, and you've got one teacher who says they have a problem or issue or something. You want to pay attention to the 600 kids that were touched and not the one teacher who has got the problem.
Let
you know
him
what?
Speak.
That's right. They're hitting the floor. So yeah, you will also see that, too, where a group of students were sitting there, and the principal said, Bradley, can we talk for a second? Brought him out, started talking to him. I don't know about this. They had a problem because we were playing Christian music. The Christian principal had problems with us playing Christian
nothing
music.
New under
and then
the
all
sun.
Of a sudden we hear the boom, boom, boom. Let him speak. Let him speak. So very inspirational.
And I told him, I said, if you cancel this assembly, it's going to completely backfire on you. And friends, I don't think there was a student in that assembly that did not help us move out. So therefore, we had a great opportunity to minister.
Exactly.
And we took our opportunity.
That's right. And, you know, another great response we got from Pat from Wisconsin said, totally enjoying this about the My Word DVD series. All parents should be watching this. All parents should be begging their schools to have Bradley Dean to speak to the kids. That was Pat from Wisconsin.
That's true.
So please do. You want to go to our website, which is shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com under Package and Deal Sales, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Just go to Sons of Liberty Radio and go to the store, friends.
That's right. You can go there, too, as well. It's a $75 donation, but monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week, equaling $57. And really, for this documentary series, it's great. And what I like about it, and I tell folks about it, too, when we do events, it's the number one thing that I like to get out there. But what's nice about it is once you have it, you have it. You can play it at a Bible study. You can play it for your tea party. You can play it at church. You can play it for your kids when they have their friends over. There's so many good things. Once you have it, you have it, and you can loan it out, too. So, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And I remember, as William Booth said, the founder of the Salvation Army, if you want to change the future, you are going to have to trouble the present. This is coming from a guy whose actual denomination kicked him out. And what happened? When he was kicked out, his ministry was started on the streets of London, and the Salvation Army is known across the world
today. And what the Lord did was kick out the opposition, those that were attempting to ostracize William and Catherine Booth. God got rid of them and gave that land to William and Catherine Booth to establish something, as you know, the Salvation Army.
That's right, because you know those pious...
And by the way, the beginning of Salvation Army to what you see today, friends, completely contradicts itself.
Completely.
It's not the same people.
No, doing the most good. No, William and Catherine Booth were confronting the issues of the day. They were going
child
out
trafficking,
there,
going into liquor stores, into bars,
young
confronting crime.
Control.
Yeah, what the church is called to do.
Exactly. But you know, those pious churchgoers didn't like a lot of those poor people, smelly people in church, so God just gave them their ministry out to the streets of London and now across the world.
Well, the word does say in John 16, it was Jesus saying that they'll kill you and think they do God a service.
That's right.
So, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back with Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost talking about nullification of federal gun laws, which are not laws at all. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I got Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost joining us today. How are you, my friends?
Hey, Bradley. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Now, listen, we were talking about what's going on here, and for those that aren't aware, we're going to make you aware of what the states are doing to nullify federal gun laws. And what's interesting about it is I just took the time, again, Tim, to read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, and it says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So when we're talking about the states are doing to nullify federal gun laws, why are we this far in the first place, Tim? That's the real question to me.
Well, it's the same issue that came up prior to the war on Northern aggression. The South recognized that the federal government was usurping its power and going beyond the authority it was granted by the states. We have to remember, the federal government is the creature, the states, really. This was something I was going to bring out later, but this is really one of the issues. The states saw themselves as sovereign countries. They didn't view themselves like we view
right.
the United States today.
Yes.
And so they saw themselves as the ones with the power, and they gave the federal government very limited powers to accomplish a few things, like defend our borders and, represent us overseas and some bits of commerce and things like that. But it was very, very limited.
You know, what's interesting is I just read the Articles of Confederation this morning, all of them, and that's exactly right. That was what preceded our Constitution, and it barely held the states on. But in the process of saying that, I again think it's interesting that that's exactly how the states recognize themselves, and they even set themselves against other states if need be in provisions. But let me go back. Let me read this real quick, and then I'm going to give it over to you again, Tim. I'm in the Constitution, Section 8. I'm on, now just hang on a second here, friends. I just want you to go and do your due diligence here so you can see exactly what I'm saying. It's directly from the Constitution of the United States. Section 3, Article 8, it states this. Oh, hang on a second. It states this. Yep, Section 8. It states to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, to suppress insurrections and to repeal invasions. If you look in federal code, militia friends was there to be used along with the people of the states to repeal invasion and or deal with insurrections. So militia is you aged 17 to 44 in the mail. Look up the federal code, friends, because, again, I know the state-run media really likes to paint a black picture, a grim picture of the militia, but when, in fact, the militia works along with the government to repeal, again, foreign invasion, because that's kind of where we're at today. But let's get back over to this. Do the states really have the powers to nullify unconstitutional laws? Yes, that. But, Tim, can you explain?
Yeah, I think the Tenth Amendment is clear. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. In other words, like I said, the states are their own sovereign country. I've been reading Jefferson Davis's Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government. Anybody who's not read that and who's been educated in the public school, or I should say government school system, really needs to understand what was going on at the time. The tyranny that Abraham Lincoln brought upon the Union was incredible. But the states are the ones, again, who created the government, the federal government, not the other way around. And so they're certainly subordinate to it in the fact that the laws the federal government makes are constitutional. And some people might say, well, wait a minute, what about that little section there, that little clause 2 in Article 6, you know, the one that says the Constitution and laws of the United States which shall be made in persuasance thereof, and all treaties made of which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. And it goes on to say, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. So yeah. Doesn't that mean that, you know, federal law trumps state law? Well, if it's lawful, and that's the issue, there's that little phrase in Article 6, Clause 2, persuasance thereof, which means to limit the federal government's supremacy to laws that were made pursuant to the Constitution.
Okay, wait a second. So what you're saying is that federal law must be congruent to state law, to the Constitution of the United States, not the other way around.
Correct.
Yes.
Issue is, nowhere in the Constitution did the states give the federal government power to either restrict or restrain in any manner.
Is that what limited government means? I'm being a little facetious, but again, I know that people really don't understand this, and I want people to understand it in simplicity. Really,
sure.
What he is saying here, friends, is if governments, listen, the Bill of Rights are a bill of thou shalt nots to the government. Government
right.
is limited, friends. And keep in mind, I say this all the time, but again, you need to remember this, my friends, that governments, those that work for us, our representation, they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And what we're seeing today is federal governments who arms themselves against their own citizens. They can be armed, but at length they're trying to say, you peasants, no, you're not demigods such as we. No, they have government completely up on its head, friends. And this is where the American people, we the people, need to come together and enforce the constitutional law against those that work for us. And I believe that's what you're outlining right here.
That's correct. And I know our time is short, but if I can give a couple of things,
sure.
Maybe people want to write it down, they want to read them. Federalist 33, Federalist 27, and Federalist 78, all by Alexander Hamilton, will outline, you know, what we've just talked about, and that is that limitation, you know, as far as this Clause 2 in Article 6 is concerned. Those laws have to be in agreement with the Constitution, and as soon as the federal government goes and writes a law about firearms or guns, or I'll say ships or any of that stuff, because they were more than willing to use private ships to fight their battles. That's what the Barbary Wars were about. So they were more than open that their people should be well armed. They should know how to use their things. And I'll go further. Those people were under the control of the states. They were only called up to help defend by the federal government in a time of need, but they were under the control of the states.
Yes, and also when those laws were brought forth, Congress had to be the ones to pass them unless they were in a state of emergency.
Correct.
Yes, good.
You know, I think it's interesting, too, to note that when our foundations were happening here in America, is that the states, like you said, viewed themselves as being sovereign. Now we think the federal government is all-powerful and the states are these tiny little puny things.
And they don't have a
say-so. Federal
government.
But really, when the Constitution was formed, the thinking of our framers was exactly the opposite.
Oh, exactly. They had just fought a war against tyranny, where they had an oppressive government overseas that were, you know, oppressing them and taxing them and all of these things. Why in the world would they join something immediately after to have the same thing?
That's exactly right. And there again, let's highlight that, friends. Our forefathers threw off tyrants. They threw off tyranny. They threw off despots. They threw off wannabe monarchs. They threw off those that were not ruled by law. So when we look at our founding documents, we need to understand what they were up against, because when you read the Declaration of Independence, how many usurpations are in there? There's more usurpations than that which was laid. They laid out what they were stating, what they were going to walk upon premising, and then what they began to do is tell the people at large, the world, these were the usurpations of the king. He's a tyrant. He's not fit to be the prince of anything. And again, when we begin to understand our forefathers, friends, they were throwing off tyranny. Now what's happening is the states, their backs are up against the wall. Now they're beginning to respond to the federal government, who is completely out of hand, because what they're doing completely, is the fact that they're resurrecting the same attitude that our forefathers threw off. So there's no getting away from what's going on here. Now, I got to ask you this, Tim. When it comes to a federal gun law, is there a precedent for nullification by the states? Because I do understand that if it's unconstitutional, it is null and void. Why are all the states by the federal government mandated to go get out a permit to carry? And I'm not saying every state has that, but in the state of Minnesota, you have to have a permit for which is already your right.
Yeah, I think we have to distinguish between federal, the Constitution, and we have to distinguish between what the state law is. The state, because they didn't give that right to the federal government, they retained it themselves. So I know, like in South Carolina, for me to have to carry concealed, I have to get a South Carolina concealed carry permit.
That's right.
And that's a state thing. That's not a federal issue.
Yeah, now, but who's mandating that? Is that the state mandating that in your particular situation, or is that the federal government mandating the states?
That's correct. And then that transfers to several states, so I can go through some states and not others without some kind of, going through another state to get concealed carry.
Do you want to hang on with us? You want to hang on for us for one more segment? Okay. Folks, you got Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost, kicking down nullification laws while they're nullifying of the laws that are unconstitutional, namely the federal government, who's out of hand. So you got the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, talking with Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, talking about nullification. The states nullifying federal laws, which when you look at them are no laws at all because they stand in contradiction to the Constitution, and namely our Bill of Rights. Speaking of the militia real quick, Tim, this is interesting. I just pulled up some quotes. We're doing live radio here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And this was George Mason. He was the co-author of the Second Amendment. He said, "I ask, sir, what is the militia?" Listen carefully, friends. What is the militia? It is the whole people except for a few politicians. Is that true? Richard Henry Lee said of the militia, "A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves." Of course it is. Why is the state-run media always demonizing those that, you know, practice and exercise their right to bear arms? It's absolutely amazing to me. But back to you, Timmy. What we want to talk about is nullification. What are some of the states that are actually going back to the federal government and saying, "Oh no, we're nullifying everything that you've attempted to establish"?
Oh well, there's quite a bit, and they're on a variety of issues. In the past couple of weeks alone, there are several states dealing with federal gun laws. Arizona, I think it's the latest. That was just this week. Florida, West Virginia, Tennessee, and some others. And this has been going on for a while. This is not anything new. This has been going on for a while. But here recently, there have been several states. And for people who don't know about the 10th Amendment Center, I think you can pick them up at 10thAmendmentCenter.com. They're providing a model legislation. And basically what it does on the gun laws is the legislation says no state resources, no state officials, no law enforcement of the state can be used to enforce federal gun laws. Now, I would like more teeth in it. If you believe it's unconstitutional and unlawful, I'm saying you give those guys who are in law enforcement in the state and local authorities to criminalize the act by federal agents who want to come and enforce it.
That's
my thought.
That's right.
But it's not just federal gun laws. It's you've got people like Vermont. Just a week or so ago, introduced legislation to nullify the NSA's collecting of metadata and data. And basically what they're going to do is they're not giving any state resources to it. They will not allow it admissible in court. And they won't allow any electrical or water resources to be given to these facilities that are being used by the NSA. And it's a good way to cut off their water and power. They can't do anything.
Right.
And then you've got other ones nullifying the Affordable or the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Isn't that crazy?
Oklahoma and some others like that who, again, all of these are pulling legislation, a model legislation from the 10th Amendment Center, .com.
Now, when I'm going again back to the Constitution of the United States, which is right in front of my face, you know, you were talking about criminalizing the act. I mean, they've already done that because they've committed perjury because they swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. Well, what happens when they become the enemy? Here it is in the Constitution of the United States. Here is the oath of affirmation before they serve we the people. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of, in this particular case, the President of the United States, and will to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, it also tells us in Section 4, Article 2, the President, Vice President, and all officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes, and listen to this, and misdemeanors. Now, when we look at these people, Tim, and again, going back to what you had said, we need to begin to criminalize those that are violating their own oaths. Well, they've already committed the act of transgressing the law. So why and how can't that already be criminal if that be the case? What say you?
Oh, I think it is criminal.
It is, yes.
But here's one of the issues that lie within the Constitution that, I mean, even impeachment becomes very political. It's not judicial. I mean, you bring forth the articles of impeachment, you vote on that, okay, you impeach the guy. Then it goes to the Senate. And the whole thing that they're looking out for is what? Remove the guy from office. But where's the actual, you know, justice that comes?
Right.
To remove him from office
that's
is nothing.
Point.
That's one part. But if you've got a guy, you know, doing things like what we had with Bill Clinton, where he was engaging in perjury, what follows that?
Well, not just perjury,
well, you've got
but Chinagate treason.
It's not
yes.
just removing the guy from office, but it's bring justice to bear upon his criminal activity. And I think the states are going to have to do that, and that's going to mean that we're going to have to become unfeminized, unneutered, and get some governors with some spine that say, you know what? We're going to deal with this one way or the other, and they're going to have to either, one, have a clean closet, or they're going to have to empty out all their dirty laundry to do it because the other guys are going to use it against them.
Yep, let's bring it to another point here. Got Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Treason against the United States shall consist on in, it says, only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or the confession in an open court. Well, what if 312 million people see treason taking place in the White House and through its administration on a daily basis? We're already there. And what it comes down to is the American people coming back. You had said, concerning, and obviously we're talking about the Congress, they're neutered, they're effeminized. Well, if we see Congress not willing to bring forth impeachments against this administration, all the way across the boards, by the way, not just this president, but all the way across the boards, that takes the Congress to actually bring that forth to take it to the next step. What we have is we have the fox in the chicken coop. And when we begin to look at our Congress, Tim, it's interesting to me that nothing goes forward because I see as many compromises and compromised men and women in Congress as we do in a criminal administration, which means they're two peas in a pod.
Well, that's true. And one of the problems that I've been thinking through is why was there not a way put into, and I guess this is something that people can do, that the danger is in doing amendments and constitutional conventions and things like that is you're going to end up having to compromise to even get other states to be employed in that. But why was the branch that brings justice, the Department of Justice, why are they up under the executive? Well, I understand that he's supposed to be the chief law enforcement, but if you've got a chief law enforcement officer who is corrupt and he brings in corrupt attorney generals and stuff, aren't they just covering one another?
Of course.
And then they pressure the guys in Congress to say, well, you better not do this or we're going to pull this dirt out on you. This is why it
right.
is, it, you know, people make such a big deal and they say, well, you're an old lady or you're this, that, and the other. This is why it's such a big deal that we have men of character, and I would say Christian men.
Of course.
Who represent us. And some people don't like that. And I'm not saying that anybody who claims they're a Christian is qualified for office. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you can trust that man in his own home, much like you look for in an elder or a bishop in your church or pastor in your church, then why can't you trust him in government to represent you well?
How much more?
But what we do is we look for the lawyer. We look for the slick suit and the
yes,
hair
yes,
and
yes, yes.
how
yes.
they look on television.
Tim,
and,
Tim, but
you know,
how much more?
Character.
Tim, how much more for those that are representing we the people? You take it to the church. Yes, that is their duty to magnify the light. We're called to be the light of the world. But
yep.
when it to me, I'm not asking for those that represent we the people to agree with what I say. No, no, no. My opinion matters no more than theirs does. Theirs does. What does matter is that they're ruled by the law, the empires of laws that are in place. Because we're all ruled by common law, regardless of men like it or not. Look at all the preambles. The state preambles, they all start out acknowledging God Almighty. So if they're not going to be ruled by God, and by the way, everybody in this country, like it or not, you are ruled by God. Because
yep,
it's against the law to kill, to steal, to lie, to covet, so on and so forth. And the bottom line is I don't care if they like it or not. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be a hard guy. But I'll tell you what, if we were all ruled by law, yes, it would be a utopia. It would be awesome. It would be heavenly. But you know what? The bottom line is we should be getting better with the laws that we have, not getting worse. And I see that the more that we depart from God and His laws, the worse that we're becoming. So we need to shift our, namely the conservatives, the Christians, and or the patriots in this country, need to shift their stance more authoritatively and say, listen, this is what it says. This is what I'm making reference to. You are making reference to your opinion, which departs from the laws that are written. We need to get back to what is written, and we need to stick to the plan so we don't have to settle for man's 10,000 commandments anymore. We simply need to get back to God's 10 commandments. And I wanted to make one more point to this. Tim, it's also interesting going over to Article 3, Section 1, that in speaking of judges here and those that represent we the people, in this particular case, the judges both of the Supreme and Inferior Courts shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall at stated times receive so on and so forth. But it's during good behavior. If there is no good behavior, guess what? We need to stick our boot towards the backside of their keisters and warn them once, and if they don't listen to us the first time, then we need to kick them straight out of office and replace them with people that will serve the people rather than thinking that the people serve them. And that's what we need to do as the people
yeah,
in this country.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you. The question is, who is the ones who are going to do it?
We the people. And that's what... See, if we govern...
How do we do it? That's the question. How do we do it? We do it through those that we've elected, right?
That's exactly right. But really...
And that gets back to electing men of character. Men who hold the law in high esteem and say, you know what? You might be my friend, but you're breaking the law, you're violating the law, and you got to be held accountable to that.
That's exactly right. Folks, Tim, we got to break off real quick. What we'll do is we'll get you back on the radio show in the next month here again. We got Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost talking about the nullification of federal laws, which are really policies, friends. Color of law, look like law, smell like law, but guess what, friends? They're not law.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. I know people don't like this quote. Some say it's not true. Some say it's untrue. But really what it is, it's a statement that's being made that agrees with the Constitution of the United States, and it came from none other than George Washington, the first president of the United States. He said, firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty's teeth and keystone under independence, of course. Listen to what Samuel Adams said. He said, and that, he said, Constitution be never construed to authorize Congress to infringe the just liberty of the press, of the rights of conscience, or to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. How true. Right on. I got Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. What say you, my friend?
Well, I just made mention to you, I had the answers to the two questions that you were asking, and we kind of got off track on some other things, which is fine. But you were asking if there's precedent. Well, first, we made mention of the fact we never gave the federal government authority to restrict or regulate our arms in the first place. But the second is, interestingly enough, is there are four Supreme Court cases that go back even to 1842 that deem that you don't have to follow these kinds of laws. One, this the cornerstone, is Prince, P-R-I-N-T-Z, versus the U.S. And the ruling states in part, the federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty. So it recognizes a sovereignty at the federal level, but one at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing that might come across people's mind is saying, well, okay, this sounds like, okay, you're giving us some things here. But what about the guys who wrote the Constitution? What about the guys who battled this thing out? What did they have to say about it? Well, they said that there were two things that had to be in place for nullification. One was the act of the federal government must be unconstitutional. That usually included a usurpation of their power, which was not delegated to them, which is what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be something that the states or the people could actually nullify. They could refuse to obey, and they could act accordingly. And so what happens in these nullification, in this nullification legislation, is the state interposes themselves. They stand between the federal government and the people, which is what they're supposed to do. And it takes different forms, different circumstances, but there are several quotes from founding fathers over this. But if I can, let me just give you some things right from the Declaration of Independence, at least the concepts that are there, as to why they would do this. One, rights come from God. They don't come from the Constitution, and they don't come from the state. They come from God. So you have rights when you are born because God gave them to you. The second is people create governments. The third is the purpose of government is to secure the rights that God gave you. And fourth, when a government that we created, our forefathers created, seeks to take away our God-given rights, we have the right, yea, the duty, to alter, abolish, or as the Declaration of Independence says, to throw off such government, right? So that's the whole concept there. Hamilton refers to the interposition of the states, and he says this in Federalist 33, if the federal government should overpass the just bounds of its authority and make a tyrannical use of its powers, the people, whose creature it is, must appeal to the standard, which is the Constitution, that they have formed, and take such measures to redress the injury done to the Constitution as the exigency may suggest and prudence justify. But he wasn't the only one who spoke about that. James Madison in Federalist 45 says, the powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined. Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. The former will be exercised principally on external objects as war, peace, negotiation, and foreign commerce, with which the last power of taxation will, for the most part, be connected. The powers reserved to the several states will extend to all the objects which concern the lives, liberties, and the properties of the people and the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state.
Wait a second. You said the word indefinite. Can you expound that word, please, indefinite?
Well, indefinite means there's not specifically the limitation there. Now, what he was saying was he's saying that is what the states retained.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the people retain. They didn't give that to the government. They gave them a definite set of authority or administration of authority. That was not true for the people or the states. They retained that. In other words, a state could have a state religion if they want to. States can impose other laws if they want to. But that's where the governance is, right there with the people. And if your state becomes tyrannical, you can fight against it, or you can just leave them.
Well, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I was going to make a point with that, because when I read the Declaration of Independence, I see unalienable rights, and that means cannot be transferred. They can't be moved.
I completely agree.
So they can only be forfeited. So if the American people lose their rights...
Well, unalienable means they can't even be forfeited. I mean, unalienable encompasses you can't forfeit it and somebody can't take it. Now, if somebody, obviously, people can come and they can usurp that authority. We saw that during the War of Northern Aggression. We've seen that with all kinds of laws over the past few decades where the federal government has usurped authority. They have done it. We say you can't do it, but they have come and done it. They've just done it illegally.
That was my point, Tim.
Yes.
That's my point. That's what they are doing. They don't have the right to do that.
Like in Colorado with gun laws and things.
Yeah.
I said, look, they don't have authority. All you have to do is say, we didn't give you that authority. We gave, and the Colorado sheriffs are standing up and doing that.
Yeah. Well, and
it's
we've
a constant
seen.
Fight because you have people who are power hungry. They don't want to obey God. They don't want to serve the people. They want to lord it over them. And I was telling my kids last night, I said, if God would give you authority, I don't care if it was in a church, if it was over guys digging a ditch or whatever, you don't lord it over people. You are equals. You have different roles, but you're equals. You treat one another as you're treating, you know, as Paul speaks about, he says both for the master and for the slave, the slave is to work as unto the Lord, serve his master as unto the Lord, and the Lord is not to abuse his slaves; he's to treat them well.
Right. Gotcha. Hey, Tim, I got to go. I got about 45 seconds. Hey, Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost, we appreciate you very much. That was my point, that the government does not have the right to break the law. Federal government is limited power, and it was very limited when it came to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're seeing that the states, because their backs are now up against the wall, they're beginning to nullify. They should have done this a long time ago.
Prevention's better than cure.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now what they're doing is they're beginning to respond to federal government and saying, by whose authority do you attempt to implement these unconstitutional laws? Well, the states are now saying, you know what? You don't have the power to do that.
Yeah.
We're nullifying them. Null and void.
Yeah.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
You know, and I got something going back to the quote that you used about George Washington is, listen, if you are a leader and you are leading people, you would want, and you're
them
on the
on
same
side.
Side.
Yes.
You would want an armed people.
Yes.
Now, if you say, listen, well, you have those, you know, we're doing gun control so we don't have these crimes. Listen,
no.
If you've got
bull
people
crap.
Who are using a gun, it's not the gun that's the issue. It's the person pulling the trigger to the gun. Then what you should
they
do
know
is
this. That's
bring
why
justice upon that
that's
person.
Why they're teaching the younger generation. That's why they're raising up these rappers that do nothing but glorify gun crime.
That's right.
Because the politician,
it works for them.
It totally does, because they create the crime and then they bring in the new order and they assert. They say, now we're your daddy. We're here to protect you. No, you are not here to protect me. Your job is to enforce the laws. Let the laws and the people take care of themselves, because what we're missing in this country is something called love, where we do unto our neighbors as we'd want them to do unto us. But we have a government that says to these people, go ahead, create crime because it's wonderful for us and it creates bureaucracy. George Mason said the best way to enslave a people is to disarm them. Common sense.
Mm-hmm.
No debate.
We've got a great video on that, too,
yeah.
as well. But
thanks
but,
to Tim, too, by the way.
Thank you, Tim. We really
Freedom
appreciate
Outpost.
It. And for those of you that would like to support what we're doing, obviously we're raising the bar. We're bringing it home where it needs to be, right here. We need to look at our own backyard before we go anybody else and get our own house in order. And if you want to support what we're doing, please do call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can simply go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button and make a secure donation, or grab the products. We want to get the products out in people's hands. Our goal is to seek and save that which is lost. The Great Commission.
You'll be glad.
Nothing
we
but
did.
The truth. We're talking and highlighting the documentary series today, which is truly outstanding. I think every household in America should have one. So get the documentary. You're supporting the Sons.
You know what I liked about
you.
Our conversation that I just had with Tim concerning
what?
The nullification of federal gun laws, which are not laws, friends, is the fact that we kept making reference to what? What the law says.
That's right.
And what were we shooting down? No pun intended. Their opinions, because their opinions don't matter. Talk to you in 23. Love you. First down, 318.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.